Welcome to the Profitable Franchisees Podcast. Today's episode is episode 49, and we're going to be talking about positioning statements. So let's get started. Hi, I'm Tracy Leake, and I've been supporting franchisees to build profitable businesses and lives for more than a decade. I'm the first to say that business is far simpler than we make it. So how do you build a successful and profitable franchise business without the stress and struggle? Welcome to the Profitable Franchisees Podcast. So what is a positioning statement and why are we talking about it today? Now, I have to say straight up that this may not be applicable to everyone, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't listen and learn. Because oftentimes, even if something's not directly applicable to you, it doesn't mean that you can't take elements of that and then use that within your own business to grow and develop. So the scenario I'm going to use today is someone who's selling to someone, and generally it's a business-to-business sale, but it doesn't have to be. But generally it's an in-person, one-on-one type of sale. So it's someone who's selling a service. So it might be a bookkeeper, a mortgage broker, anyone with a high-level sort of service. Oftentimes it's a service because it's kind of intangible. So you do know the difference between selling a service and a product. So when you're selling a product, it's called tangible because people could touch and feel it. You know, if I was selling a pen, I could hand you an example pen and you could touch or feel it. When you're selling a service, it's intangible. It's not something that can be seen, okay, until after the job's done or sometimes not at all. So you think if you're a cleaner, it's an intangible service. They can't see if you're going to do a good job or not until it's actually done. So this works particularly well for anyone who's doing one-on-one type of sales and in particular anyone who's in a more service-based business. But as I said, there's elements in this that you can take and implement no matter what your business is. The biggest problem with anyone who's doing a sales appointment is usually asking for the sale. Okay, you get to the end and you've got to close the sale. And most of the time, that's the what I would call the icky part. Like you get to it and people often falter at that point in time. They've had a conversation, but they can't actually close that sale. Because sometimes asking for the money, asking for the sale can be the most nerve-wracking thing. Because oftentimes that the reason for that is because it's going to be a yes or a no. And people want it desperately to be a yes, but they're absolutely desperately scared that it's going to be a no. So we need to actually find a way to deliver us to that point in the sale safely, in a place where it's not hard, a place where it's easy to bring up to close the sale and ask for the buyer to buy. I think that a sales appointment is much like a play. There should be an opening act, a closing act. There should be the story in the middle. And oftentimes people go into a sales appointment and they pretty much just wing it. They turn up and they have a chat. And then at the end of the chat, they're wondering how are they going to ask for the sale because they've never set up that appointment to be actually lead to the final act. Imagine if people had an opening act in a play and then they had the story, but nobody had ever written the final scene. How are they going to close the play? How is it going to come to a conclusion that leaves everyone walking away from that play going, wow, that was amazing. We really enjoyed that. It's the final scene. It's the thing that you leave people with, the closing act, that will actually make a difference to how people think of you after you've left and whether or not you'll actually make the sale. So I'm going to talk from the perspective of my business just because that's probably a really easy example for me to use. But I want you to listen to this and then just tweak it and change it for you. So imagine you were in a business and you're going to go and see someone one-on-one. That might be someone who's in charge of a business. Maybe you're trying to get business to business. So, you know, you're dealing with someone who's the manager of a business and you're trying to do business with them. Say it was like a bookkeeper who's trying to get a business owner to buy their bookkeeping services. You could be in a trade service industry and you're trying to get the manager of a group of properties to actually start using your services. You want to think about how you're going to go into that appointment and what are your acts? What's your opening act, your closing act, and the story in between? The other problem that happens is, and I'm going to give you an example of this, so don't panic, but when you're doing this, the other thing I want you to think about is that oftentimes the prospect, the person you're talking to, they have no idea. They've turned up to this play and they sort of know the outline of the story, but they have no idea how the play is going to happen. They don't know all the parts to the play. They don't know the act. They don't have the script. You do. And oftentimes when people are doing a sale, they forget that the other person doesn't actually know what's happening. You need to lead them through the sale. And that doesn't mean you push them through a sale. It means you lead them through the sale. So before you start actually selling or talking, you want to do what I call a positioning statement. So imagine I walked in to talk to a franchisor and I was going to talk to them about buying my services. So of course you do your normal chit chat, okay? That's a bit of rapport building, like, hi, how are you? Yes, it's really hot. Oh yeah, it's still smoky. Has anyone noticed that it sounds like I smoke 40 cigarettes a day in the last couple of months? Yes, the smoke haze has affected my voice. So, you know, you have a little social chit chat, but when it's time to start the meeting, and that should be fairly short, it's only a couple of minutes, you want to respect the other person's time. You then just say, hey, Bob, look, let's just go through how I think this meeting will run today and make sure that that's okay with you. So what I'm doing first of all is I'm getting permission. You want to make sure in a sales environment you're getting permission to sell. So what I've just said to them was that basically I'm going to outline how it's going to run today, how this appointment is, what our agenda is today. And I'm going to get them to give me permission to do that. You want to have that other person feel like they're on along the journey, that they're not being subjected to your sale, that they're actually included in it, that they're getting to make some decisions. The other thing it does subliminally is it gets them used to saying yes to you and having to make a decision. Like you're asking them a question and they're responding to you because we're leading them up. We're building the crescendo to that final act when they're going to say, yes, I want to buy your product or service from you. So I sit down and I say, hey, Bob, would it be okay with you if I just run through how I see us running the meeting today? And they'll go, yes. By the way, if you notice, I always use Bob as an example. I don't know why. I just always have. Then what I would say is, okay, Bob, so look, what I want to do is, first of all, I want to find out a little bit more about you as a franchisor and your franchise. I want to find out just how you got started and some things because that helps me help you better if I can sort of understand some basics of the business. So as a side note here, no matter what business you're in, you want to just say to them, I want to find out a little bit more about you and your business. And this only takes 3 or 4 minutes. It might be, so just tell me a bit about how you got into this business. Because what that does is that for the other person, the prospect, it makes it really easy for them because they're talking about something they know. And it helps to build that rapport rather than just talking about the weather. And it gives them an opportunity to talk a little bit and to explain some things to you. But from that, one, it helps you because it'll calm you down because it gives you a couple of minutes where they're talking and you're then getting prepared because oftentimes you might be a bit nervous. So it calms you down. The second thing is it will also tell you a few things about them as a person. You want to really listen. And there's an old saying that says you want to listen to understand, not listen to respond. So you're listening to them to understand how they got into the business, what's a priority for them. So you're really getting to understand them. So what have we done so far? Hi, Bob. I just want to take you through how we're going to run the meeting today. Is that okay? Yes. So what I want to start with is finding out a little more about you and the business and how it came about, because that helps me to help you better. So you're also explaining why you want to find that out. So the next stage of the positioning statement is the technical bit is what I call it. So Bob, I just want to ask you a little bit about you, your business, find out a little more about it because that'll help me help you better. Once we've done that, I want to ask you some technical questions and some really in-depth questions about what's happening in your franchise. And I'm looking for a way that I can possibly help you. So what I've just said to them is I'm going to ask them some things about their business. Like, these are the things that you're there for. Let's say if you were a bookkeeper, you'd say, I want to ask you some questions around your finances, your bookkeeping, what you're currently doing at the moment. So you're letting them know you're going to ask them very specific questions about their business and what's happening, the reason why you're there. Because you're not sitting in front of this person for the fun of it. There's always a reason why you've been brought in front of them. And I'll talk about that a bit further. So we've got permission to talk about the agenda. We've told them we're going to talk a little bit about them first. That builds rapport, calms everyone down. Then I'm going to ask some technical questions about them. And did you notice that I said, I'm going to ask you some technical questions, or, you know, you can turn it around, you make it industry specific. So I might say, I'm going to ask you a few questions about how your franchisees are performing at the moment, how you're training them, coaching them, just so I can help you best. So I always add that in, just so I can understand, so I can help you best. Because this is what it's all about. I want to help them. I'm not here to sell to them. I'm here to help. So I always think you should eliminate the word sell and use the word help. It'll end up to the same place, but it's with a very different feeling. When you sell to someone, they have a sales experience. When you help them, they have a buying experience. Because at the end, they feel like they made the decisions to buy from you. They were not sold to. So once I've said that, so hi, Bob. Is it okay with you if I just run through quickly how I see us running this meeting today? Yes, great. So I want to start off by just talking a little bit about you and your business and how you got to be here. Then I want to talk to you a little bit about some of the technical aspects of your business, see how I can help and support you better and what's actually going on. And then if from that I can see that I can give you further support, that I can help you further, would it be okay if I then just run through what that support would look like, how I could help you, what the investment would be, and what it would do for you? Would that be okay if that's how we proceed today? And they will say, yes. Now, did you notice in that last bit, I took from, I want to find out the technical aspects, like how to help them. Would it be okay? So I'm asking for permission that if at the end of that, if I can see a way I can help you, so I'm saying to them, I'm going to find a way to help you. I'm not going to sell something you don't need. I'm going to find a way that I can help you. No matter what their product or the service is that you're selling, I'm going to find a way that this will help you in your life or business. Would it be okay if I took you through what that would look like, how I could help you, what the investment would be, and how we could proceed with that? So basically, I'm asking them permission for after our conversation for me to sell to them, for me to lay out what I can do for them. And if they say yes, they have a clear direction of what needs to happen in the meeting, you have a clear direction of what needs to happen in the meeting, and thirdly, you're going to cover everything you need to cover in that meeting to get them to make a buying decision. Hey, I hope you are really enjoying today's podcast. I just wanted to tell you about the free Profitable Franchisees Monthly Insider. I bring to you a really valuable business lesson each and every month delivered straight to your inbox, and it's 100% free. Grab yours today at www.profitablefranchisees.com. I often say by the time you get to the end where you're doing the sale and you say, well, this is how I can help you, this is how much it would be, that you don't need to use a fancy closing technique. It should be something as simple as, so, how does that all sound to you? Like, you've pretty much laid out how to help them. So we start off by doing the rapport building, you know, just a little bit of rapport building. Hi, how are you? It's warm today. Yes, have a seat here. Thank you. You know, you've outlined how you're going to run the meeting so they have a clear direction of what's going to happen, and you've asked permission to show them how to run that meeting. You're going to talk a little bit about them. And this also helps in the perspective that they feel like they've got an opportunity to talk about them. Do you know, I've gone into meetings to talk to a franchisor about how I can help them, and I have given them no story on me. None. They know nothing. I haven't told them my backstory. I haven't given them my bio. Nothing. They know that I'm a business coach and that I help and support franchisees for franchisors, and sometimes they know that I've done this for 15 years, but they know nothing else about me. They are not thinking about me. They're thinking about them. So I want to use that to my advantage. I want to make it about them. People want to know how much you can help and support them, how much your product or your service will help them. It's not about you. Most people go into a sales appointment and they start pitching. They start talking about how good they are. They start talking about how amazing their product or their service is. And they haven't actually worked out what the priority is of the prospect. And they wonder why their conversion rate is not as high as it should be. Because they're pitching, they're pushing. And so it's a bit like marketing. If you've ever heard me talk about marketing, you can promote in marketing. It's the same in sales. You can be pitching, and that's a push energy. So you're pushing the information to them, and it never feels good to be pushed. Whereas I think when you ask questions and you get the other person to talk about them and their problems and what they need, it's an attraction strategy. It's like you're putting your arms around them and bringing them closer to you, and that feels good. So you want to think about that. Oftentimes people won't buy from you, or they'll feel confused because they feel like you're pitching at them. No one likes to be sold to, but lots of people like to buy. So give people a buying experience, not a sales experience. So let me run through that positioning statement again. So we've done the chit chat of when I've turned up, hi, weather's hot, you know, da 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 da. Hey, Bob. Look, would it be okay if I just ran through how we're going to run this meeting today? Great. So what I want to do for a start is I want to just ask you a few questions about you and your business so I have a bit better of an understanding of things, because that'll really help me help you. Then what I want to do is I want to ask you some more detailed questions about the technical aspect, your problem at hand. I want to get a better understanding of that and see if there's a way that I can actually help you. Now, once we've done that, if I can see a way that I could help you, would it be okay if I just took you through how I can see I can help you, what that would look like, what the investment would be, and how I can see that really helping you? Is that okay if that's how we proceed today? And when they say yes, then you get started. So, Bob, tell me a little bit about how you got into this business, or tell me a little bit about what this business does. Tell me a little bit about the aspects of what you do here that are really important. And you give them a chance to talk, and if you need to, ask a question or two. Then you say, okay, great, cool. I've got a good understanding of the business now. What I want to ask you is some technical questions. Now, the funniest thing is if you've actually built some good rapport at this point in time, you can often go straight to the highest priority. Oftentimes people muck around in a sale and they're like, oh, so tell me about this, tell me about that, you know, tell me about this aspect. Like they know sort of what the problems are, and so they ask them. I often sort of get to that point and I'll just say, you know what? I'm not sitting here for the fun of it. There is some reason why you agreed to meet with me today, because you're a busy person. You wouldn't have sat with me just for the fun of it, I don't think, you know? So what was it that made you want to sit with me today? And in there, if you've built the right rapport, they will tell you exactly why you're sitting there. I was really interested in how you carried out your service, and I thought maybe that could help us. I just wanted to hear more about how you actually do what you do. So they may not tell you exactly the problem straight up, but you're getting them to think about their highest priority. What's the reason they've got you sitting in front of them? Sometimes if they've got a massive problem, they'll just tell it to you straight. I've had franchisors sit in front of me and just say, well, I got you here because I've got a stack of struggling franchisees and I'm at my wit's end. I don't know what else to do to help them. They should be succeeding and they're not, but I don't know what else to do. So by simply just even asking that question, oftentimes you can cut things down, like cut down the time. People don't want to waste their time and muck about. So don't be afraid to ask people, what was the reason you had me sit here today? There must have been something in the back of your head that called me to sit with you. And then you just start asking questions. So tell me a little more about that problem. And have you tried to solve that before? Is there a way that, you know, you need some assistance with it? Is there anything specific? And you'll know what that is for your business. So really think about that, you know what the things are that people want. So instead of you promoting all of the benefits and features of your business, you get them to tell you the problem. Go, oh yeah, we can solve that. Oh yeah, we can solve that. Oh, you need this done. Great. Yeah, we have this specialized piece of equipment that will do that for you. Yeah, we do heaps of those. So everything that they're telling you, you can find a way to solve that problem for them. And generally, it's right in your skill set. And so once you've come through all of that, you go, okay, Bob, look, from everything you've told me, I think I can help you here. So this is what I would do to help you. And so you basically run through what you could do to help them from what their problems have been. How can you solve their problems? And then you just come and say at the end of it, so Bob, I can solve those problems. I can do A, B, and C, which will solve problem A, problem B, and problem C for you. And in fact, I think you've also got problem D that you're not quite realizing yet. And so I could help you with that as well. And to do all of that for you, this is how I think it would look. I think I'd need to come in once a year. We'd need to do this. And it would cost X number of dollars. How does that all sound to you, Bob? Where are you at? So I put it back on them. Because at this point in time, if they've got questions, they'll ask. And people often think that these are objections. If people are a no, and they are not interested in your product or service, they have no objections. They'll just say, oh, okay, thank you so much for that. I think I need to think about this for a while and I'll come back to you. If they have questions, it means they're interested. Oh, wow, Tracy, that sounds really good. It's a bit above our budget. Great, what does that tell me? They like it. It's just they haven't yet seen the value of what I'm doing. It doesn't mean I discount my prices. They haven't yet seen the value. I often say to people, did you have a budget before I came? Would you be willing to share that budget with me? Because, I mean, this is my price, but, and sometimes they'll go, oh, I don't know. I don't think I had a budget. So sometimes people use the price thing and it's got nothing to do with it. So let's say price wasn't an issue. Do you think that this is actually the solution to all of your problems? Yes, that's the solution to all of my problems. I just can't quite afford that. Well, now you go into problem solving mode. How can I help them? Maybe you can spread it out over time. Maybe you can do part of the job now, part of the job in 3 months' time. What can you do to help them to overcome these issues they've got? Because now they're not objections. Now they're things like, I want to do business with you. I just got to figure out how. So you can help them. And so basically you work through this until it comes to the end and you have a conclusion and they say, yes, this is what I want. And yes, please proceed. What it does is it makes it so much easier for the prospect to buy from you. The second thing it does is it makes it so much easier for you to present your products or services without feeling like you're selling. Who feels like they're selling all the time and they're pitching? This is what it'll help it overcome because what you're doing is presenting it. But it all comes back to that positioning statement. Prevention is better than cure. If you found yourself in sales getting to the end going, oh my goodness, I don't know how to close the sale. I used to joke with my best friend, we'd say if we didn't make a sale, oh no, but I made a great friend, which meant we probably spent an hour and a half with the person, but we didn't make a sale because we just sat there and chatted instead of actually directing the sale. Remember, they don't know. Your prospect doesn't know what's going to happen. You're coming to be the expert to them. They need your assistance. It helps you to control the flow. It helps you to cover all the points you need to cover. And it's like having an agenda to the meeting. So positioning statements, use them. If you're not sure, sit down, write one out, and then practice it. I've done all of that off the top of my head today because I've been doing this for 15 years. It's a bit hard when you've got to try and go, oh, I need to cover lots of different industries and make it quite generic. That was my challenge today. But if I was doing it for my own business, I can do that verbatim off the top of my head. And it never sounds like that because I'm doing it in a way that makes people feel comfortable. And the biggest thing is that what you're actually doing is you're helping people to make a buying decision. You're not pitching at them, you're not pushing, you're not selling. You're setting up an agenda so that you can see if you can help them. And I've got to the end of a meeting and I've talked about what's going on and I don't need to help them. Like, I've got to the end and I've gone, you know what? Everything we've talked about, I don't think you actually need my help. I think you're doing great. You know, you've already identified the one thing that's in your control that you know you need to do. So just go do that. And people really appreciate it when they realize that you're not there to make a sale at all costs. And I've got just as many referrals from people that I haven't sold to as the ones that I have sold to. Because people are happy to refer to people if they know you're genuinely, honestly trying to help, that you're not going to sell at all costs. So, positioning statements. I hope this one's helped. And even if it's not directly related to your business, maybe you've taken some key points from that to be able to help and assist you. Have an agenda for how your meeting needs to run and use a positioning statement to communicate that agenda to your prospect, because it'll help them make a buying decision and it'll help keep you focused on track so that you can close the sale and hopefully make the sale. All right, guys, hope that's a good one. Bye. I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. Remember to come over to the Profitable Franchisees website for more episodes of the podcast and to also grab your copy of the Profitable Franchisees Monthly Insider. It's not a standard newsletter. There's a monthly business lesson to really add value to your business, and it's 100% free. You can get it all at www.profitablefranchisees.com. Can't wait for you to join us on the next podcast.